Davy Crockett told him back east, "You may all go to hell, and I will go to Texas." Here's a guy that thinks Davy got it right. It's Pratt on Texas with Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis, all done without a donor or management-controlled leash or muzzle. Our Lone Star story of the day, Texas company is making money across the U.S. by gathering killed babies at abortion clinics and trucking the remains to Texas, to Amarillo, for storage and disposal. It is gruesome, and Texas law needs to be adapted. We already have a law, but it's got to have some changes to stop it. Mark Lee Dixon tells us all about the big story. The Lone Star Story of the Day is sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Look out for your people and your bottom line by creating a more reliable and safer workplace with a drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906. Well, the ownership of some stock in a bank in Southeast Texas gives a glimpse into the Texas House's leadership circle. It also hints at why local voters matter less and less to some state representatives as they begin to enrich themselves through Austin political connections instead of serving in their local community. We'll get to that. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a recording of today's show and other podcast extra interviews at PrattOnTexas.com. The United States Supreme Court has again delayed the implementation of Senate Bill 4, the bill that allows Texas to arrest people for illegally crossing the border. That was stopped after the Fifth Circuit decided to hear the case and said we can continue with implementation until they hear it. The Supreme Court stepped in last week. Now, Justice Alito signed an administrative stay. Again, it was set to expire yesterday or did or yeah today, and they further delayed it. It will expire Wednesday, I think, or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, the writing on these cases is pretty bad. Let me give you an example, though, of how the media lies to you, and they knowingly lie. The headline at the Hearst Papers, Supreme Court again delays Texas deportation law as justices weigh ruling. This is by their big political writer, Benjamin Wermund, out of their Washington bureau. And the headline lies. It's not a deportation law. There is nothing in that law that allows Texas to deport people. The deportations are either voluntary by the people themselves, or we turn them over to the feds. Yet they call it a deportation law. And they even tell you that again in the beginning here it says first line, that their law would empower state authorities to arrest and deport migrants. That is an outright factual lie. You don't see all the fact checkers from the left and the AP and all those doing this, but you see that, you know, telling you it's a lie, and they know it's a lie. In fact, Benjamin Wermund has been lying on this subject from the beginning. Most all the Hearst people have. And even in his own piece, in his own story, the next to last paragraph, they always bury this stuff. State argued the law doesn't authorize deportations by state and local officials, which is right. It doesn't. Because, as they wrote, the law requires judges to issue return orders for those convicted of illegal entry. And it's up to them. They can self-deport. By the way, you think, well, that's no, the feds have a similar program of self-deportation. They can self-deport, or they can then face jail time in Texas under state law for crossing the border illegally. But nowhere in the law does it empower the state of Texas to actually deport people. That's an action. That's taking them into custody and then carrying them outside of the country. And yet they say that they admit the truth at the bottom of the story. In story after story, they do this. Even their headline, that Supreme Court again delays Texas deportation law as justices weigh ruling. This is how the media, how blatantly they lie to you. And their lead sentence in the Big Hearst paper. The Supreme Court Tuesday further delayed a new Texas law empowering state authorities to arrest and deport migrants. That is an absolute factual lie. It is a lie because there's nothing in the law that gives any state authority the power to deport someone. Deportation is an action where you remove them from the country. And they just lie and lie. So they lie about everything. They just lie constantly, ladies and gentlemen. Drinker of the House, Dade Phelan, for the moment anyway, has created an interim committee to investigate the Panhandle wildfires. And do-nothing Rhino Rep Ken King of Canadian, which is in the middle, you know, his district's in the middle of all this, he'll be chairman of it. Representative Dustin Burroughs of Lubbock will be on it. Representative Todd Hunter be on it. Jason Abraham be a public member from the area. And Ashley Cash, a public member. These are people living in the area. The Windy Deuce fire in Moore County is 94% contained as of yesterday. The Smokehouse Creek fire, the giant one over 1 million acres, 89% contained as of yesterday. Midday today, the Texas Forest Service had not provided any update on that. Possible Starship launch windows been revealed in the FAA's operational plan advisory. Now, they haven't issued their launch license, but their own advisory lists a primary date of this Thursday, 14 March, which from 7 a.m. to 9:13 a.m., so early in the morning, central, and then has following 4 days with windows closed, you know, all the way through Sunday, I believe. And again on Monday is optional dates. Now, they haven't supposedly issued the launch license, but that little bit was uncovered. And so all the watchers around the world, and there will be hundreds upon hundreds of thousands watching this stuff live online, if not millions, that's new information, my friends. And I got it first. I didn't get it first. KVAO got it first in the Valley. But I beat Bob Zimmerman to it. I sent him that, and he's got it up at BehindTheBlack.com, the space historian of record. All right, my friends. I don't know where Lubbock's gambling den game room ordinance is that the county judge and sheriff had a reflexive absolutely no to about a year ago. And then when the pressure got high, he promised that it would be out in September of last year. We still see no game room ordinance, which really does beg the question, who's getting paid off? Who's profiting off this stuff? They don't want to tighten up the regulations on these game rooms. It still hasn't happened in Lubbock County, but all over the state, we continue to see examples where this stuff is just pure outright. Lots of the operators are running completely illegal gambling dens. Webb County, Laredo, the Laredo Morning Times had the story, gambling investigation nets five men. The DA's office and the Laredo PD raided an eight-liner establishment, one of these game rooms. They arrested five, all confessed to police. They were aware of the illegal operations being conducted. They were all arrested and charged with gambling promotion, Class A misdemeanor, and engaging in organized criminal activity, a state jail felony. In Lubbock County, the high-ups don't want to touch it and don't want to talk about it, and the county judge and the sheriff don't seem to want it regulated in a real way. I wish Commissioner Corley would maybe bring this back up again. He's tried and tried behind the scenes. They promised us that county judge who's all talk and very little action, which is, by the way, why he needed to be a county judge to get the salary, because he's good at talking, not real good at working, in my opinion. And he certainly has demonstrated that with this ordinance. Also, the other big county projects that got pushed off and pushed off and pushed off, they just don't get to it. He doesn't want the ordinance. So, you know, I don't know. He promised us we'd have it in September or October. Lot later than that. Back in a moment.
Stay in the saddle. Pratt on Texas will be right back.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
Building owners, architects, builders, and others who design and construct in the great state of Texas, it's about time you inform your colleagues about being Texan. In your business, that starts with this one fact that seemed to be widely known a few decades ago, but has been lost to many with the influx of new Texans. The Texas Government Code, Section 3100.055, display of the Texas flag on flagpole or flagstaff with flag of the United States, subsection B reads, if the state flag and the flag of the United States are displayed on flagpoles or flagstaffs at the same location, the flag should be displayed on flagpoles or flagstaffs of the same height. Respect Texas, our flag code, and our culture. Stop setting poles and staffs lower than the national standard flies. The Texas flag is to fly when on a separate pole at the same location at equal height to the flag of the United States. Protect Texas. Do it right, please.
From Reagan to Biden, Bill Clements to Greg Abbott, here's a host who has been involved in it all while being self-employed and fighting government overreach, too. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Upcoming, a Texas company is making money across the U.S. by gathering killed babies at abortion clinics and then trucking the remains to Amarillo for storage and disposal. It's gruesome. It's gruesome. It's like going to the death camps and collecting the dental gold or something. It's just gruesome. Texas law, we had a law about this, but it doesn't fit because it's coming from out of state. Needs to be adapted to stop it. Mark Lee Dixon joins us to tell us all about it later in the show. Today in Texas History, sponsored by Hub City Title, Lubbock's local title company with over 220 years of combined experience. They're reliable and responsive with fast turnaround. They have in-house title examiners, hubcitytitle.com, Lubbock's premier title and escrow company. Use them. In 1836, during our revolution, right now, the Alamo's fallen. Sam Houston's taken command of the forces yesterday at Gonzales, and the runaway scrape is underway. Luke Falvel was commissioned a captain of the Flash. The vessel was a privateer fitted out for service in the Texas Revolution out in the Gulf. Also, my friends, in 1967, on the 12th of March, a record number of visitors went to the Diamond M Museum in Snyder to see Peter Hurd, the great muralist's official portrait of President Lyndon Johnson. That painting was later moved to the Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery. That the Johnsons, they had rejected the painting, the portrait, and I think it was fantastic. Of course, I'm a big Peter Hurd fan, but I think that was a fantastic version. I mean, you know, I mean, he Hurd restrained himself. He didn't paint devil horns or anything on him or little symbols and, you know, hidden in the suit fabric or anything of stuffed ballot boxes or anything. The big thing on this date in our revolution was the Battle of Refugio. If you're reading it, you speak Spanish, it's Refugio for some odd reason. It's not really Anglicanization because it would be Refugio, but they say Refugio for that town. The series of fights together make up the Battle of Refugio occurred between March 12th and March 15th, 1836, at the mission in Refugio County. There are a lot of these fights. The battle is one of the less known engagements of the revolutions, but the consequence was significant. Fannin disastrously split his forces by ordering King and Ward into the path of General Urrea's army, a move that reduced by about 150 the number of men he was able to bring to bear against the Mexicans at the Battle of Coleto Creek. King and Ward, whose quarrel over rank divided their own small force, refused to return to Goliad for engaging Mexican troops. This prevented their rejoining Fannin, thereby delaying Fannin's retreat to Victoria, a delay that contributed to his defeat at the Coleto and resulted as well in the Texas misfortune in the Battle of Refugio and the execution of King's men. Most historians have judged the entire episode as folly, the clash of stubborn personalities together with their contempt for the prowess of the Mexican army, arrogance, reduced Fannin's, Ward's, and King's effectiveness, contributing to the defeat and the calamity that became the massacre at Goliad, my friends. And that's today in Texas history. Thank you to Hub City Title for helping us take a look at the great Texas history every day, my friends. Now, we're going to visit with Mark Lee Dixon upcoming. I've got another couple of stories I want to bring you. One I've had in the stack for a while. Another one's out. The way I describe this is, it's sort of, it's, I'm not, they're not alleging of any kind of scandal going on as far as illegality at this point. Not at all, but it reminds you of the Sharpstown scandal, the great Sharpstown scandal that just overturned Texas government. From Governor Preston Smith of Lubbock all the way down, all these other people down in Austin and these people, many of them, it's just nasty. And you wonder sometimes, I think this case, this bank stock, gives a glimpse into the House leadership circle that we have now, and it hints, gives you a little hint at why some of these lawmakers, at first there are big friends and buddies, they're all over it, and then little by little by little, they care less and less and less about the people in their district. We see this in Congress critters all the time. They go to D.C. Because what happens is some state reps start enriching themselves through their Austin political connections. So what's going on back at home matters less and less. The first story is from the Texas Scorecard by Brandon Walton's back on the day after the election. State Rep Cody Harris, a Republican from Palestine, in Texas. He's one of these guys that's rumored to be a candidate for speaker. He was elected to the House in 2018. At that time, he was a real estate broker for Liberty Land and Ranch. But in August of 2021, he added a new item to his resume, Vice President of Business Development for Third Coast Bank. It's notable given the bank's ties to the current and former speaker, the two disgraced speakers, Bonin and Phelan. In late 2019, Third Coast Bank acquired Heritage Bank, where Bonin, former disgraced speaker, had served as president, chairman, and chief executive officer. He was the head of that bank. He currently sits on Third Coast Bank's board of directors. Phelan's brother, Lan Phelan, was a director of Third Coast from 2013 until at least 2016, according to filings at the Secretary of State. A 2021 filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission showed that the bank's Beaumont location was leased from Phelan's family investment firm. Additionally, the most recent personal financial statement from Dade Phelan shows he owns shares in Third Coast. Now, this connection between Representative Cody Harris, who just went from being a real estate broker all of a sudden to being a vice president and part of this deal, it's notable, and because Harris is one of the people have talked about maybe being elected. The other to be speaker is Dustin Burroughs, who behind the scenes was the guy that was one of the most instrumental in bringing us the last two speakers, who both essentially are scandal-plagued people, just bad judgment and people. Bonin, who had to just not even run for re-election out of scandal, and then, of course, drinker of the House, Dade Phelan, who didn't even get the most votes in his re-elect. He's facing a runoff. New piece out from the Scorecard. Another potential candidate for Speaker of the House, Dustin Burroughs of Lubbock, has ties to a bank. Connected to current House Speaker Phelan and disgraced former Speaker Dennis Bonin. That's right, Third Coast Bank again. So you got Cody Harris gets, all of a sudden he's already a state rep, then he gets parties locked into this group and he gets this big job there. And now we find out that State Rep Dustin Burroughs, suddenly he owns shares in the Bonin Phelan Bank, Third Coast Bank. Now, Dustin Burroughs, way up in Lubbock now, apparently has shares in this bank down there. According to his 2022 personal financial statement, the most recent available, Burroughs, through his spouse, his wife, owns between 1,000 and 4,999 shares of Third Coast Bank. Now, Burroughs, very close, as I told you, to Bonin and Phelan. He's an inner circle. And he's one of the guys that helped bring him there. He's chairman of the Calendars Committee, state rep in Lubbock. Sources, the story said, indicate Burroughs is among those currently attempting to rally support among members, either for himself or one of his allies, in order to remain in power under the next speaker. And he does that very well. That's kind of his Machiavellian skills he has, is all this behind-the-scenes stuff. And I've said over and over that I think there's nothing wrong in establishing power if you're going to use it to move the agenda forward. He did not do that. He had one of the most liberal voting records in the Republican caucus this last session. But I believe Dustin is dedicated to a lot of strong conservative issues. That's all fine and good, but he's had very bad judgment. Bonin was a disgrace, and Bonin hung him out to dry, and yet he stayed loyal to him. Why? I don't know. And then you got this guy, Phelan, who's just been an utter disaster. Seems to be a little arrogant rich boy of a rich family. He's never known anything else. Even some of his friends have said publicly he's always been kind of a horse's toot. And you know, what is it? How do these guys all end up being shareholders in this bank that's tied to Phelan and Bonin? You know, especially from way up here in West Texas. I think it gives you a glimpse into what's going on. Back in a moment.
More Texas political and news analysis without a management muzzle in a moment.
The name may be Specialty Trucks of Lubbock, but these guys have repeat customers across the country. Why? Because they save you serious money. Mike Crafton and Jason Duncan specialize in finding and reconditioning quality work trucks, including heavy-duty pickups, utility-bodied trucks, bucket trucks, and more. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock can get you the work truck you need and save you money. You can see inventory online at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com or request them to find the truck you need. Talk to Mike or Jason at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
Federal investigators blame human error for a deadly natural gas explosion.
We all remember where we were that morning.
We could actually see the smoke from our farm here, which is close to 20 miles away.
I just heard a big boom. The tile plow ruptured into the pipeline. Once the gas got through the intakes of the tractors is when it ignited. I started running as fast as I could. The ground literally started erupting from my feet.
Watch the rest of the story at 3secondslater.org. And remember, FarmSafe starts with 811.
We've been to our official dentist in Costa Rica several times over the years, and it all started with my dental emergency. My lowest quote in Lubbock just for the emergency work was a huge amount. My neighbor had been using Dr. Zuniga for years and put me in touch. Soon we were in beautiful Costa Rica, and the entire trip, lodging, flights, great dining, everything for two, cost us less than the lowest dental quote at home and included both of us having all of the dental work we needed, including replacing all our old metal fillings. Click the dental care banner at proudontexas.com to get started.
From the state where people from Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Louisiana are considered Yankees. Here's your Texan in chief, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, my friends. We're joined by Mark Lee Dixon. There's a huge piece out at the Texas Scorecard. Abortion clinic, so-called waste, in quotes, hauled, and this is baby human beings, hauled into Amarillo for disposal. And I think it's going to open up another avenue for more legislative action on this awful abortion industry of killing children. Mark Lee Dixon, tell us what you and your helpers have uncovered and the scope of it.
Well, we have for years known that a company by the name of BioCycle and Encore Technology has been involved in picking up from abortion facilities across the state of Texas. We also knew that they were involved in picking up from a facility in New Mexico, but little did we know how wide of a swath of Texas and America that this covers. We have uncovered information that points to California and Arizona and Kansas as being places where, quote unquote, medical waste is picked up from these abortion facilities and where they brought back to the Lone Star State.
It looks like from your piece at the TexasScorecard.com that this stuff is being, I guess the Encore people you're talking about are based in Grand Prairie in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, but that they have a big facility in Amarillo is, and there's a lot in here. I mean, there's an interesting section about, for example, how the aborted fetal remains, babies' remains in Albuquerque, for example, because, you know, their governor's made them an abortion center and they're bragging about it, trying to get people to come to New Mexico to kill their babies. And they're not even following the law. They're using trucks that pick up the medical waste and things, infectious waste that are not marked. And yet somebody pointed out very specifically the laws there require this. It looked like on their manifest, they were trying to hide the source of this stuff. Is that also going to this Amarillo facility?
You know, we're seeing, yes, the answer is yes, that these places in New Mexico, there's a direct tie back to Amarillo. Mm-hmm. And these are vehicles, their whole fleets
Texas plates, almost, Texas yeah, plates absolutely. in Albuquerque at the abortion clinics, right?
And so not only do we have this problem in Texas of Texas residents going to Kansas and New Mexico for abortions, but we also have this problem of these Texas companies going to Kansas and New Mexico and California, and they're picking up from abortion facilities.
Yeah, let's make sure that people don't confuse this with the idea that, well, this is incidental to what they do. They serve hospitals and they pick up, you know, via certain regulatory rules, infectious medical waste. These people are actually making regular. You've got one of the drivers quoted saying, oh, yeah, in Kansas, he goes to Wichita, Kansas. And that's one of his stops. Is this a big abortion clinic? They specifically have contracted to pick up the remains of recently murdered babies from the womb and then bring them back to Amarillo. Is that pretty much right? I mean, we're talking about a specific service for abortion mills.
Well, you know, what we can say is that these transporters are going to pick up from those facilities, apparently because it's extremely controversial and someone has to do it. And of course, we know that the medical waste facilities in some of these communities do not want to touch these abortion facilities, but someone stands up to the plate. And who is that? It's Encore and BioCycle. And what's interesting about this is that all across the board here, we've got these are Texas residents who are going to these places. We see the license plates mm-hmm. at these facilities in Wichita, Kansas, and Albuquerque, New Mexico. And so we know that these are being performed on Texas residents. And some people say, well, Mark, could it be that maybe people are going there for a checkup, something other than an abortion. And, you know, I'll say this. Maybe it's possible that someone from Texas will drive 6 hours from Amarillo to a Planned Parenthood up there for a checkup. But I don't think that's likely.
Well, it's not.
I think the reason they're going for abortions.
Okay, but what's this issue with these operations of BioCycle and Encore? I mean, it appears, as I was asking before, that it's not as if this is incidental because they picked up stuff at some general hospital. They are picking up the remains, the medical waste, as they call it. I hate to call a human being waste, but they're picking this up specifically at abortion clinics, right? And then delivering it to their facility in Amarillo.
Absolutely.
Now, who are these people at BioCycle and Encore Technology LLC in Texas?
Well, you know, the more that I look into this, the more I just get sick to my stomach. We're seeing connections all the way to California. We're seeing connections all the way to Delaware. This is a much bigger operation than people realize. And this is something that is going to have to be investigated by the House and the Senate. This is not something that we can ignore here in the state of Texas. This has got to be addressed. And our fetal burial law that was passed in 2017, that was Senate Bill 8, in 2017, that needs to be looked at because that law specifically states that human remains, fetal remains from a medical facility inside the state of Texas must be treated properly through burial or cremation. Now, of course, here's the loophole, right? BioCycle, Encore Technologies, they're not a medical facility. They're not required to obey this law that only applies to medical facilities. That's the loophole.
Well, but they're also bringing it from out of state, and the law is about in-state.
So absolutely.
So is the idea to change the law where you can't bring this material into Texas and store it and other things like that without than complying with the law that we have. Is that what we would try to do?
Yes. What we need to do is we need to have a law statewide that is similar to what we're trying to do at the local level in Amarillo. You know, we have several ordinances that have been passed across Texas that deal with this issue. Lubbock County, their ordinance doesn't allow this.
Any company,
Well, not just the trafficking,
right,
but also the fetal remains, the transportation and disposal. So it doesn't allow that when it's coming from an abortion provider, even an abortion provider that's out of state, that you cannot pull this kind of stuff in the unincorporated area of Lubbock County. And so, you know, we've got several companies here in Texas that in the past, they've been involved in this kind of industry, picking up from abortion facilities across Texas. You know, I'm wondering, is an organization like Stericycle, are they involved in picking up from abortion facilities outside the state of Texas? Because if they are, then they need to be investigated too.
All right, hold on a moment. We'll be back in a moment with Mark Lee Dixon on Pratt on Texas.
Pratt's interview continues after the break.
It is true. Many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, Mark Miller agrees, and he'd like to help. Mark Miller is with Edward Jones. Together, he'll give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by Edward Jones Financial Advisor Mark Miller's office at 3849 Oldham Lane, 3849 Oldham Lane in Abilene. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Hey now, I'm Robert Campbell with Campbell Containers. Have you ever thought about building something out of a shipping container? Here at Campbell Containers, we stock 20 and 40 foot containers. Stop by our yard on I-20 just east of Abilene at exit 297 and check out our supply. Each sale box has a little orange price tag on the door. You can also visit our website at campbellcontainers.com or give me a call, 325-518-3309.
When you need new tires for your vehicle, trailer, or truck, talk first with the pros at Williams Brake Tune and Tire in downtown Lubbock. Williams Brake Tune and Tire has taken care of our tire needs for years with the best of service and pricing. Whether it's work vehicles, fleet service, or just your passenger car or truck, they've got the tires you need at the right price. Get tires and full service from personal vehicles to fleets from Williams Brake Tune and Tire at 19th and Avenue A in downtown Lubbock. WilliamsBrakeTuneAndTire.net.
Standing in spirit with those who won Texas Liberty and working to stop the hordes on the left, it's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. We're visiting with Mark Lee Dixon. They've broken a piece. It's at the Texas Scorecard about BioCycle and Encore Technologies, LLC of Texas, bringing in the remains of aborted babies from all over the Midwest, maybe all over the country, into Texas for disposal in Amarillo. Now, Texas has a law we just talked about properly treating fetal remains, but it's for remains that, you know, come from a medical facility in Texas. These people are bringing it into Texas. And I think one of the things, Mark Lee Dixon, that this shows us, and you were alluding to it at the end of the last segment, and that is just how grotesque this abortion industry is. We know about Planned Parenthood. They're high-paid people. They're big budgets and living, you know, high off the their main mission, really, all over is abortion. But there are a lot of other people who have been involved in this. And obviously, this company, I mean, they're going specifically in with Texas tags on the trucks, but no outside of New Mexico law, no markings on them, not telling you who the company is, going, for example, to abortion facilities in Albuquerque and then gathering this stuff and bringing it back to Texas. There seem to be a lot of people who are very happy to take this blood money, I mean, to take this and make money off of the abortion industry. That's in and of itself is just so disgustingly gruesome and disappointing in our society. You were going on about, are there other companies involved in this?
Absolutely. And one of the companies I mentioned, of course, was Stericycle. Now, we do not know if Stericycle at this point is picking up outside the state of Texas and bringing waste from abortion facilities into our states. If they are, then that is a serious issue that we've got to address. And the reason I say Stericycle has a history with picking up from abortion facilities. I remember when I was at the sidewalk of Hope Medical Group for Women in Shreveport, Louisiana, which is now shuttered. Praise the Lord.
Praise God, you bet.
But Stericycle would routinely show up there and pick up waste from that abortion facility. And these organizations, they really are, these companies, they're the undertakers for the baby murdering cartels that are still operating across America. And another thing that was very interesting, and I didn't address this in the article, I wanted to, but I knew that a lot of people out there complain about the length of my articles to begin
all
with.
Right. He's griping at me, folks, because I tell him they're so long they're hard to use on the air. But anyway, this thing is just jam-packed full of facts, though. So go ahead.
It is. So we know that BioCycle, this is something that was pointed out by San Antonio Family Association, that BioCycle actually picked up for Alamo Women's Services, which is Alan Braid's facility that was down in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. And that operation, that's one that moved to Albuquerque. But right. It's interesting that this is happening all over the place. And we have got to do everything in our power to shine the light on this great evil. This is something that should not...
These aren't just company names like BioCycle and Encore Health Solutions, LLC. As you point out in your piece at Texas Scorecard, these are human beings. Encore Health Solution currently lists as their managers as Vernon Wells of Grand Prairie, Timothy Vaughn of Dallas, Burton Patterson of Colleyville, R. Mason Bryant of Grand Prairie, and James R. White of Amarillo. These are people. Often you talk about company names and people think of a big business. No, these are human beings who know what they're doing. They're aiding and abetting the abortion industry and the mass killing of children with this. And particularly terrible, given our law that you already talked about, is they've chosen to bring all of this stuff back into Texas in as a business, and I guess store it. Are they disposing of it in Amarillo? Or are they just storing it? Are they cremating the remains? What's going on at this facility in Amarillo?
They're storing and disposing. And so this is something. There's two facilities that's connected to this outfit those are in Amarillo and Grand Prairie. And, you know, we just recently saw an ordinance pass in Midlothian, just less than 20 minutes from the Grand Prairie BioCycle Encore technology location. And it sends shivers down my spine. Now, the Midlothian ordinance did not address abortion trafficking or the fetal remains, which is why that we've got to make sure that the ordinances we pass really do cover these issues, because we're living in Texas and a Texas that has outlawed abortion. But even then, there's loopholes in our laws, and we got to close those loopholes.
And by the way, folks, this, when I said profiting from this company's not a not-for-profit. It is a for-profit corporation, the one that he's been talking about, BioCycle Encore Technology out of Grand Prairie. So it truly is the situation that people are profiting off of this mass murder of children.
Ask me how much they're profiting.
Okay, how much are they profiting, Mark Lee Dixon?
So with one facility, we saw that they paid over $100,000. As one facility paying over $100,000 to the abortion industry. Now, of course, there may have been a couple other abortion facilities that fall under that one facility, but there was one document that we came across over $100,000, just one payment, a yearly payment to Encore.
So it adds up. I mean, obviously, you all have documented in your piece at TexasScorecard.com that their collection of this stuff, their trucks with Texas plates, I guess, are all over the place. You said that then it comes to this Encore Health Solutions BioCycle and Encore Technology, you turn up companies with similar names in California, Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, Kansas, several other states, all with ties to these Texas entities. And you all have drivers. I mean, they're coming into Amarillo with the stuff, and they're telling you they pick up at these places all over. So this is a big importation for profit into Texas of the remains of what I would characterize as murdered babies. So you got the attention of lawmakers. I know that State Rep Burroughs and others immediately have paid attention to this, and there's going to probably be action in the next legislative session. We're going to be out of time here in a moment, but I just want to stress what Mark Lee Dixon just said. This is why these local ordinances matter, these expanded ordinances that stop the transportation, not just trafficking people to go, you know, some boyfriend that doesn't want that girl to have the baby and drives her, forces her or something all the way. You know, the left used to claim that went on all the time. All of a sudden, that doesn't exist to them. Taking them to New Mexico or Wichita, Kansas for an abortion. But these ordinances address this issue as well. So that's why you need to get on it. And of course, Amarillo has been a very intransigent battleground on this, with a lot of behind the scenes people and power people trying to keep these ordinances from passing in the Golden Spread. And maybe there's even more than just these people making a living or making a lot of money off of this horrific thing called abortion. Mark Lee Dixon, thank you so much for your work on this and for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's all we have time for today. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock, tuned to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tuned to 96.1 FM Q Country.